The Grand Erie District School Board presented to Six Nations Elected Council the Annual Education Services Agreement Report from the 2021-2022 school year. The report, formerly known as the Tuition Agreement, showcased the advancements that the school board has made during the previous school year, running from September 2021 to June 2022. Joanna Roberto, Director of Education for Grand Erie District School Board, spoke on the importance of updating Six Nations Elected Council on all the work staff and students have been working on throughout the 2021-2022 school year.
Thank you for having us. This is a great pleasure and honor to be here with all of you and to celebrate and share the many accomplishments of the students and the growth that has been made here in Grand Erie. If I can take you back to last January, for those of you who were in this meeting with us, we made a commitment that we wanted to be here in the fall. And we felt that it was important to begin the year by highlighting the progress and the gains and the accomplishments made in its previous year, sooner rather than later. And so the team has worked diligently to ensure that our presentation and our report and our results that we bring to you today actually highlight those gains, and they do so in a timely fashion.
Robin Stotts of GEDSB outlined the goals that the school board has been working towards and some of the new roles they're looking to fill as well.
One of the things we're really progressing towards is monitoring student progress throughout the year. So there will be times throughout the year where our team of 17 individuals will be providing and reaching out. So I think what's important to note is that not only do we have those individuals that support the education service agreement, but we now have 17 individuals across the board, which includes a number of individuals, and we are still looking at hiring a couple of more. Those include things such as cultural mentors, grad coaches, child and youth workers at the early elementary level, and lots of supports across the board. So we love the fact that our team is growing and we look forward to the year ahead. So it's wonderful to be here.
She also spoke on the activities that students worked on, saying that truth and reconciliation was at the forefront of the goals for the school board.
So when we're talking about our multi-year strategic plan, we're looking at a number of initiatives, and I think it's really important to know many of you saw this strategic plan in the past. It began last year, but we just wanted to share with you today some of the initiatives that have gone on across the board in relation to reconciliation. Grand Erie is really providing supports across the board, and truth and reconciliation and the calls to action are a number of the events and things that are going on within Grand Erie.
Kevin Graham, Superintendent of Education, highlighted the data surrounding Six Nations students attending Grand Erie secondary schools and the percentage of them on track to graduate for a five-year period.
We also know that as students navigate their high school career, many students do come back for a fifth year. And so sometimes we like to show data when it comes to a four-year progression, as is the case with the data that you see right now. Sometimes it's a five-year progression. So now those percentages start to increase a little bit more because those students have another year to be able to move towards an Ontario Secondary School diploma. So what that's depicting now is, and this is just text-based, but grade nine students, 63% of grade nine students are on track to graduate within the 5 years. 40% of grade 10 students, 62% of our grade 11 students, and now close to 65% of grade 12 students. And we're seeing an increase now coming in as a result of all the different supports that we have just recently talked about.
Grand Erie District School Board Trustee Claudine Vinevri-Elbert spoke on the pleasure it is to work with the school board and the work that's being done to ensure students get the education they deserve.
I just want to say that it pleases me as an educator and a mother and a grandmother that things are really happening in Grand Erie. Many years ago when I first started at Grand Erie, we had like two staff members, and now we're heading on to 20. And these are people who work with Six Nations kids and kids from other First Nation kids and Métis kids and so on. And things are really happening. So I'm pleased with that. So that's all I'll say for now.
Chief Mark Hill and Counselor Audrey Pellis-Bomberry both spoke on the work being done by Grand Erie and thanked the educators for it.
I think another important piece for me, and I know this is where I've had a conversation with Mr. Bauma's office as well, further to, you know, the teacher who I think it was, it might've been the principal or educator who made a comment of, you know, I've been here growing up in the city of Brantford all of my life and yet never knew much about Six Nations, which is just, you know, you could throw a rock to Six Nations, how close we are. And so that was something that really stood out to me from that point in really trying to look at the bigger picture of the curriculum of what's being taught, not just within Grand Erie, but just across the province in terms of, you know, our own stories and from our own perspectives of our history and so forth. And so that's something that I'm continuing to have conversations with at the different levels of government, but want to say a huge nawa to Grand Erie for all the work that you're doing, because it's very evident. You know, that reconciliation is at top of mind, and it's not just being talked about. That's something that I also kind of had, you know, in my remarks of really showing the action behind it and what does it look like. And so I can say that your board is really leading in the area of reconciliation, and it shows. And that's something that I think at Six Nations, it's so, you know, we're so appreciative of that we can kind of, you know, move down this journey together and what that looks like for our students and yet to come. So again, just want to say nyawa to each of you for all of the work that you do.
I commend Joanna for listening to us, for hearing us, and now acting on this. It's so important to have that Native Advisory Committee there because it does move and help move this along, and it forms this team. It's very respectful, it's back and forth, and we get along very well, but we also are all there for all of the kids, especially our kids who need the language and culture with them to support who they are as Haudenosaunee and Ongwe Homwe. So nyawa again.